Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Frank Painter, and I want to welcome you to our Shackley Talk and our product talk call for tonight. Let me get my document open. Okay, so my name is Dr. Frank Painter, and I'm a chiropractor from LaGrange, Illinois. I'm also the editor of the HealthQuest newsletter, which Dr. Bruce Miller started 35 years ago as the first science-based sales aid available to the Shackley field. When he retired in 2006, he asked me to take over the helm, and I've been writing the newsletter since that time. Our September issue is going to be on the Prove It Challenge and also a small section on the still unpublished Landmark 2 study, and I'm very excited about that. So just as an aside, most recently, the highly anticipated Expedition 3 Alzheimer's drug trial ended in failure when Eli Lilly's anti-amyloid agent was found to be no more effective for the treatment of slowing the rate of cognitive decline. Now, the five other FDA-approved Alzheimer's drugs have already been shown to provide minimal benefits, particularly when compared with their side effects. So I believe it's important for us to review the nutrients that have been shown to be protective against mental decline, along with those that have been found to be supportive of the spectrum of neurodegenerative diseases. So let's get started on our call tonight, which is called Avoiding Neurodegenerative Diseases. Now, neurodegenerative diseases are actually a spectrum of disorders that attack the brain and our nervous system, and they interfere with coordinated muscle control and the ability, and or, I should say, the ability to learn, to think clearly, and to access our memories. Now, this collection of neurologic disorders include the demyelinating disorders like multiple sclerosis, the movement and cerebellar disorders like Huntington's or Parkinson's disease, and then the dementias, which, of course, mostly includes Alzheimer's. All of these diseases, because they attack muscular function or memory, are particularly frightening. And whenever I've reviewed this topic on Product Talk, there's always been about twice as many people on the call as usual. Now, any one of these diseases, even though each one of these diseases may attack different parts of the brain, there's a very big similarity in the decline of the tissues and how they form fatty protein tangles that block nerve transmission. Now, I've written two previous issues of the HealthQuest newsletter that's reviewed these diseases. The first one, back in July of 2008, discussed a meta-analysis of 59 different randomized clinical trials that tested the five FDA-approved drugs for treating dementia. Now, that review demonstrated that all five drugs failed to provide clinically important improvements for patients who were taking them. The reviewers also advised that the clinicians need to take into account the adverse effects of these drugs and to balance whatever potential harm against the modest potential benefits of taking those drugs. Now, the second newsletter in July of 2011 provided an updated overview of Alzheimer's, reviewing the dramatic impact that the pharmaceutical industry has had on the general direction of research into neurodegenerative disorders, and also examined the evolving theory that reductions in insulin sensitivity appear to be a major contributor to Alzheimer's development, even leading some researchers now to refer to Alzheimer's as type 3 diabetes. Now, this raises the chicken or egg conundrum. When someone dies of a neurodegenerative disease like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, it's now possible with modern technology to take tissue samples and observe them under electron microscopes and run extensive lab analyses to determine how these diseased cells differ from normal brain tissue. Now, these observations have revealed dramatic changes occurring in the cellular architecture. This includes damage to or complete disintegration of the microtubules that form the intercellular transportation and provide the general structural support and choreograph cell division. They've also noticed extensive disruption of the cellular energy production. Now, mitochondria, which I know I've talked about previously, when they go into dysfunction and damage, their damage reduces cell function and also increases the oxidative stress levels, which causes a vicious and a self-perpetuating cycle of decline that ultimately leads to the death of the neuron. They've also noticed lower nutrient levels in damaged brains with deficiencies of antioxidants, trace minerals, flavonoids, vitamins, and particularly omega-3 fatty acids. And those are what are commonly found in damaged brain tissue. They've also noticed a proliferation of bizarre proteins and modified fatty acids. And chief among these are something called amyloid plaques and advanced glycation end products, better known as age proteins. And they disrupt nerve transmission. Now, we excuse me. We first heard of those glycation end products when Vivix first came out, because Vivix and the polyphenols in Vivix are very effective at suppressing the formation of age proteins. So all these revelations raise the chicken or egg conundrum. Which came first? Was it nutrient deficiencies from birth onwards that caused the disease? Or does the disease somehow seem to suppress nutrient levels? Is it oxidative stress the cause, or is it the result of insufficient antioxidant protection? Every research group that's out there has their own pet theory. The National Institute of Health, the NIH, is the largest source of funding for medical research, with an annual budget of over $30 billion. Now, they've funded studies exploring genetic predisposition, bacterial or viral contributions, drug interaction. Sadly, prevention seems to be fairly low on their list of priorities. So competition for this research funding between the 27 different institutes within the National Institute is very fierce. In the background, pharmaceutical manufacturers continue to siphon away researchers to provide support for their own drug treatment protocols. And that reminds me of the elephant in the room. My personal observation is that nutrient deficiencies over prolonged periods of time are the real culprit. And that theory is well supported by data provided by the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey Database, better known as NHANES. Created by the Center for Disease Control back in the 1960s, NHANES has conducted periodic health surveys designed to assess general nutritional status and its effect and its impact on health and disease prevention. Now, this data collection involves collecting histories and, in many cases, physical exam findings and blood testing. Now, during the last 50 years, this database has been used to investigate various lifestyle behaviors and their overall impact on health. For example, you've probably heard that salt in your diet will raise your blood pressure. Well, that insight was first gleaned from the NHANES database. Now, data on large groups, up to as many as 50,000 people a year, have been gathered. And that's why Dr. Gladys Block chose NHANES as the perfect index to compare long-term Shackley supplement users in the first landmark study. Now, the NHANES database irrefutably demonstrates that individuals who eat the highest daily percentage of fruit and vegetables are the ones who experience the lowest incidence of all the diseases of old age. We're talking vascular disease, heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and high blood pressure. This is why we see so many articles discussing the Mediterranean diet. which is based on eating primarily plant-based foods such as fruits and vegetables, along with whole grains, legumes, and nuts, while usually replacing butter with a healthier fat like olive oil. Now, the landmark study clearly demonstrated that Shaklee supplement users experience much lower incidences of all of those age-related diseases than the NHANES participants did, even when you look at the oldest individuals. And the participants in NHANES either took a supplement or didn't take a supplement, whereas the Shaklee group were taking a lot of supplements, and they noticed massive differences in the increases of all those age-related diseases. Now, it should be noted that Shaklee participants didn't just take a multivitamin for 20 years. They took a whole spectrum of nutrients, including multis, also additional minerals, antioxidants, flavonoids, carotenoids, and omega-3 fatty acids. All, in fact, the things that they notice are missing from the brains of people with neurodegenerative diseases. You get the idea? NHANES clearly demonstrates that the nutrients in fruits and vegetables are protective against neurodegenerative disease. The landmark study reveals that the high-quality nutrients found in Shaklee supplements also provide similar protections. Now, the studies we're about to review all support the efficacy of a holistic nutritional approach to the prevention or management of those diseases. So let's look a little bit at nutrient research. The first nutrient we're going to discuss is the B vitamins. Although there are actually 8 B vitamins, some of the studies that we're going to review might only focus on 1 or 2 of those of the 8 B vitamins. The first study caused quite a stir in the media back in 2010 when researchers reported that B vitamins caused a 30 to 57% reduction in brain atrophy or shrinkage in 168 elderly patients who were suffering from mild cognitive impairment. Now, this project, called the Oxford Project to Investigate Memory and Aging, provided these participants with daily supplementation of selected B vitamins over a 2-year period, followed by MRI scans of their brain as the outcome measure. Not only did the study reveal dramatic reductions in brain shrinkage in the B vitamin group, it also demonstrated that the highest rates of brain atrophy and the lowest scores on cognitive testing occurred in individuals who maintained the highest blood homocysteine levels. Now, this study clearly indicates that B vitamins are protective against the damage that homocysteine wreaks on brain tissue. Now, in another large trial, researchers examined 30 different plasma biomarkers, including for the vitamins Bs, Cs, Ds, and E, and omega-3 fatty acids in dementia-free elders. They correlated blood nutrient levels with MRI brain scans. And the final data compiled by the Oregon Brain Aging Study indicated that individuals who maintained the highest blood levels of the 4 vitamins also scored the highest on cognitive testing and retained larger brain volumes than the individuals who scored the lowest in blood nutrient levels. Omega-3 levels were also linked to better cognitive function and healthier blood vessels in the brain, although it didn't seem to have any effect on brain volume. This suggests that omega-3 fatty acids improve cognition via some path that isn't quite understood yet, because it protects the vascular supply to the brain, which is what brings in the food, what brings in the nutrients, and takes out the waste products. So this most recent study conclusively indicates that cognitive protection is supported by suppression of oxidative stress and the prevention of the development of homocysteine-induced neurotoxicity because of the use of the B vitamins. 2 very recent studies in 2015 confirm the relationship between homocysteine levels and cognitive decline. The first was a phase 2 randomized clinical trial that provided B vitamins and several antioxidant compounds to 106 individuals with advanced Alzheimer's. Now, all the nutrients did help to slow their mental decline, and it appeared to improve their mood and behavior. It also indicated that once cognitive impairment is firmly entrenched, nutrients are only going to buy you some extra time. The second study looked at serum B vitamin levels and concluded that high homocysteine levels, coupled with the lowest level of B12 in their blood, were most associated with the onset of Alzheimer's and the poorest health outcomes. So B vitamins, way high on my list. So all these studies make me very grateful for Shackley, because when they patented the B and C complex tablet that's in the Vitalizer system and in the Life Strip now, was able to double the absorption of B vitamins while also providing sustained release over a 12-hour period. No other supplement can compare with Vitalizer and Life Strip's smart delivery system. So I'm going to take a quick shot of water. And let's shift from talking about the B vitamins to talking about antioxidants. Now, the classic antioxidants, according to ancient researchers, were vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. And this class now also includes the carotenoids, the bioflavonoids, coenzyme CoQ10, and most of the polyphenols. And those are all things that you find in fruit. Antioxidants are natural molecules that help to slow or to prevent the oxidation of organic molecules. Now, a practical demonstration of that would be to cut up some fruit and then put a little lemon juice on top of it, like a sliced apple, and that prevents it from deteriorating and turning brown or oxidizing. Now, early evidence suggests that oxidative damage causes mitochondrial dysfunction. And that damage precedes both the psychological impairment and the anatomical changes seen in neurodegeneration. Because of their protective role, antioxidants have been reviewed extensively as a preventive measure against mental decline. So one of the antioxidants, vitamin E, one of the weak points in clinical trials that researchers have agreed that the first 5% of any positive response would be ascribed to random chance. Therefore, any result higher than 5% response starts to sound like a successful trial. So, for example, in a trial that tested the effectiveness of a new drug, if 25% of the people got a positive response, the researchers would declare it a medical breakthrough. Nobody bothers to mention that this also means that 75% of the people who took the drug either didn't improve or actually got worse. So research can be pretty funny stuff, and you need to read it very cautiously. So for this reason, one of my favorite research projects was called the Harvard Nurses Health Study. And it's wonderful because it involved hundreds of thousands of nurses who were tracked for more than 20 years. Now, clinicians have been reviewing the data from this study for decades now, and particularly when they looked at women's diets and their behaviors, and they uncovered some fascinating details. First, they looked at nurses who took supplements, and they compared their health outcomes with the rest of the nurses, in other words, the ones who didn't supplement. And they found that nurses who took vitamin A for only 2 years already were experiencing a 41% lower incidence of heart disease. Now, that sounds like pretty sensible prevention to me. Now, early studies also suggested that vitamin E could delay the onset and the progression of Alzheimer's. But unfortunately, vitamin E rapidly fell out of favor following a January 2005 publication, which turned out to be a flawed meta-analysis in the Annals of Internal Medicine, because it claimed that vitamin E actually increased death rates. Fortunately, a group of biochemists demonstrated that selectively giving large doses of alpha-tocopherol was the real problem, because high blood levels actually depressed the bioavailability of the other seven forms of vitamin E that occur naturally in our food. And that negated the chemoprotective properties of vitamin E. In other words, by suppressing the other seven forms of vitamin E in your blood, it negated the synergy that occurs when you have all eight of the B complexes in your blood at the same time. And that's why it's lucky for Shackley people, because the Vita E complex contains all eight of the natural forms of vitamin E, including all four tocopherols and all four tocotrienols, along with a healthy dollop of selenium and grape seed extract to enhance its antioxidant protection. The next antioxidant we want to talk about is vitamin C. Now, Shackley's sustained-release Vita C was actually the first all-natural sustained-release vitamin ever produced on this planet. Now, water-soluble vitamins are cleared fairly quickly from our bloodstream, usually within several hours. Fortunately, Shackley has always been a leader in developing extended or specialized nutrient delivery systems to help increase and to prolong the availability of those nutrients in our blood for longer periods of time. Yay! Now, in reviewing carotenoids, a newly published study by neurophysiologists discuss how high-fat diets induce oxidative stress, and that leads to metabolic disorders resulting in neuronal damage. That's brain damage, by the way. Now, that cascade of events disrupts synaptic transmission, and that will degrade our memory. To explore a solution, they provided a high-fat diet to a group of rats for a six-month period, while giving half of those rats a combination of antioxidants, including vitamin C and E, the carotenoids, and also during testing, the rats on the high-fat diet continued to decline in memory tasks, while the high-fat diet plus antioxidant group actually continued to improve in their test scores and in their ability to learn new tricks. Now, another new study looked at the blood levels of various nutrients and found that the highest levels of the two carotenoid compounds, lutein and zeaxanthin, along with high levels of vitamin C, were associated with the longest telomeres. Now, I've crafted a page on my nutrition section about telomeres because the lady who helped to help Shackley is also a Nobel Prize winner for discovering telomeres, and particularly telomerase, the thing that helps to repair telomeres. So that's located at chiro.org, chiro.org, /telomeres, capital T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E-S dot S-H-T-M-L. So let's talk a little bit about resveratrol. Another new study explored the protective impact of resveratrol on Alzheimer's brain tissue. Lab testing had already demonstrated that enzymatic antioxidants, including superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione reductase, and the enzymatic antioxidants such as the tocopherols, ascorbic acid, in other words, vitamin E and C, and glutathione, were all depressed in Alzheimer's brain tissue, whereas resveratrol actually upregulates those antioxidant activities, improving both the expression of memory-associated proteins in those brain cells. Now, another study looking at vitamin D levels found that low serum levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D can induce cognitive decline in dementia. And although the mechanism is not fully understood yet, it appears that vitamin D deficiency appears to be causes a loss of neuroprotective properties that can cause cerebral ischemia and vascular lesions, which all leads to memory impairment. So I guess one of the points is that there is no single silver bullet. You can't just take one drug and hope for the best. What you need is a really good diet, supplemented with some of the products that we've just discussed. So let's look at essential fatty acids. There are actually two groups of essential fatty acids. The omega-6 fatty acids manage the inflammatory response following an injury or an infection. The omega-3 fatty acids actually help to extinguish that inflammation to support healthy healing. So this is why taking a high-quality omega-3 fatty acid supplement like Shaklee's OmegaGuard is so very important. Inflammation is a key ingredient in most degenerative diseases, and that includes virtually all of the autoimmune disorders, heart and vascular disease, and of course all the neurodegenerative diseases. Now, recent reports from the New York Times and other electronic media remind us that even after repeated exposures repeated exposés about product adulteration in the supplement industry, the largest manufacturers and distributors of supplements still fail to test raw material purity before they slap together their products and place them on the shelves at places like GNC, Target, Walmart, Walgreens, you name it. Fortunately for us, Shaklee's OmegaGuard is unique in the marketplace because it contains a full spectrum of all seven of the naturally occurring omega-3 fatty acids in significant clinical dosages. Shaklee also developed a patented and proprietary triple molecular distillation process that helps to concentrate all the anti-inflammatory benefits while also eliminating the presence of pollutants from our oceans, including mercury, lead, and PCBs. So every step along the way, Shaklee guarantees that the supplements are the safest, the most potent, and the most clinically effective nutrients that are available anywhere to help us to either recover or to maintain our health. Okay, so we're going to throw the floor open to questions. If anyone has a question, please hit *6 and then introduce yourself. Say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm from so-and-so, and hey, what about that omega-3 fatty acids, huh?
Hey, Frank, this is Bob Ferguson.
Hi, Bob.
So, really excellent call. So, thinking about kind of a bottom line, really a full spectrum regimen, you know, life plan, for instance, would really be the best that people could normally do. Now, I'm taking more of a particular nutrient like omega, but tell us a little bit about that. People are, I'm sure, going to be thinking, okay, so what can I do to really protect myself at a kind of a maximum level?
Well, Dr. Block, who Shaklee hired to do all the testing for Landmark One, was frankly shocked when they interviewed the Shaklee participants because they weren't just taking one or two products. They were taking 15 to 20 products. That included a full spectrum of antioxidants, a lot of fish oil. Dr. Block was shocked at how many supplements the Shaklee people were taking. Now, were they taking more than what was necessary? Well, there's really no way to know that. But most of the best studies, because there's been a lot of single nutrient studies out there that said, gee, when you take a lot of B3, nothing really good happens. Well, that's because there's 8 B vitamins and they work synergistically together to protect our vascular system. And if your vascular system declines, your brain declines because your brain is totally dependent on that blood flow, oxygen, nutrients, waste removal. I mean, think about it. So what we covered are the really key things. The Shaklee group was already taking Flavomax. They're taking Corotomax. They're taking, because remember, 2007 was the year that we released Vivex. Vivex was not available to anybody before that, so none of the Landmark One group were taking Vivex. However, the studies that have been done on Vivex and the resveratrol and the other 12 polyphenols that are combined to create Vivex the research on that, there's already 10,000 articles out there raving about the health benefits of resveratrol, but more importantly, resveratrol combined with other polyphenols found in the grape. So if you just remove just the resveratrol from the grape, you're not going to get the same benefit as if you were drinking red wine. So the vitamin E, which is very prevalent in the Mediterranean diet, vitamin C, which is highly prevalent along with the all the other active plant agents that are available in the Mediterranean diet, huge contribution to why the people who live on the Mediterranean diet, don't die of heart disease, have a much lower incidence of all the diseases of old age. So how much is the right amount? Well, I guess a lot depends on, do you smoke? What kinds of things have you been doing with your life? Do you exercise? There's a lot of things that all work together. So the more physically active you can become, the more selective you are. Now, does that mean you can never drink a Coke? No, I have usually one a month when I go to my favorite sandwich shop. But, living on that stuff daily throws your metabolic system into disarray. So I don't think there is an appropriate answer for how much is just enough. Yeah, I think each person has to decide for themselves and experiment. Okay, so if there's another question, that would be great. Hit *6 once and then introduce yourself.
Okay, Dr. Painter?
Yes.
Hi, it's Gladys Sussell. I'm in New York, but normally in North Carolina. The website that you gave, chiro.org, that's /telomeres dot what?
Dot, typically the ending for a website is HTML. If
okay.
You are adding certain things to it, you put an S in front of the HTML. So it's capital T telomeres dot SHTML.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
This was a great call, a lot of good information. Thank you.
Well, it's also a great affirmation for why Shackley people do so much better. I mean, the results from the first landmark were like researchers looked at it and went, they've got to be lying.
Yeah.
They must be lying. And
so,
the truth is, if you take all the right stuff, your body knows what to do with it.
Exactly. So the Life Strip would be the best thing to take with extra Omega Guard.
Yeah. And well, actually, there's a double dose of Omega Guard in the Life Strip compared to the Vitalizer. So when Shackley decided, because think about it, if you've already got the best multi-nutrient system on the planet, why would you create a second one and cause this? Which one should I take? Well,
mm-hmm.
One of them's more expensive than the other, and you'll certainly, do vastly better just taking the Vitalizer, which is considerably less expensive.
Right.
But when you add Vivix on top of that, the dramatic improvements are unbelievable.
Okay, so you think there's enough Omega Guard in the Life Strip that extra wouldn't be needed?
Well, a lot depends. For example, some of the most interesting studies I've seen in pain studies for people with, for example, rheumatoid arthritis. If you've ever seen somebody with those gnarled hands, their hands never feel good. And they did a trial because the classic treatment for that is NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. This group of doctors who treated rheumatoid people decided to invite half of the people in 8 hospitals to also supplement with omega-3 fatty acids for about 6 months. And what they found is by the end of 6 months, a great bulk of those people got so much relief that they were stopping taking the NSAIDs and were just using fish oil.
Okay, great.
And, so if you have an inflammatory condition, then yes, you want more Omega Guard in your diet. if you're not anti-inflammatory and if you strain something, like, you know, if you pull a muscle or something, is it going to hurt for a couple of days? Yeah. And then next thing you know, you're a little stiff. And then next thing you know, hey, I'm fine. Let's play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can recover from the day-to-day crap that happens to all of us, then I don't think you need a whole lot of extra Omega Guard.
Okay.
Would your brain benefit from it? Yes, your brain could benefit from it. So I'm not speaking against taking more than what's just in the life strip. I'm just saying that from a clinical standpoint, if you're doing fantastic, you can probably get along with the 1,000 milligrams that's in the life strip.
Mm-hmm. I've had excellent results with a customer of mine taking Omega Guard to lower cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
He was on cholesterol medication, didn't want to be taking it. It was over 300. He's brought it down to about 180.
Yay.
So that, he's thrilled. So he's on it for life.
And yet, you know, when they go back to the doctor and say, you know, I'd like you to help me withdraw from this drug, because I don't think you should just set your drug down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the best approach is to, instead of taking two of them a day, peel back to taking one for a couple of weeks, then peel back to taking half, and then peel back to taking none, because some of these drugs have tremendous rebound effects if you just discontinue taking them.
Right, right. So, thank you.
My pleasure. Star
hey,
six.
Dr. Painter,
yes.
This is Sue and Jeff Landon.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff? Long
We're
time
good.
No
We're
speak.
Sorry. We saw you wandering around the corridors in Vegas and couldn't catch up with you, but... anyway,
well, that's a good trick. I was going to say that's a good trick because I wasn't in Vegas.
Yeah, we won't say which quarters either. Anyhow, would you please sort of broadly address concerns around MS? It's a concern we have. There are a number of people that we know that have that as a condition, and we'd like to be a little more informed about how to guide them in terms of diet, nutrition, and so on. Thank you.
Well, how advanced is their case?
There's a number of different people. So I've got a couple of stepbrothers stepbrother-in-law, I guess, where they've been managing it for many, many years, one better than the other. And then another family member that it's been diagnosed relatively recently and sort of early stage.
Well, the best, unfortunately, particularly for drugs or for diseases that are already in process, the best results are the people who are in the earliest stages. And this is true whether you've got demyelinating disorders or whether you've got dementia or whether, you know, all of those diseases, the best results are in people who are in the earliest stages. The people that I'm really talking to in this talk are the people who know that other family members have had so-and-so happen to them, and I don't want that to happen to me. So I'm talking to somebody who's in their 30s or their 40s, getting on a good program and staying on the good program so that you don't end up becoming a statistic. The truth is, most of these diseases, if they're firmly entrenched, the best you can do is give them good days.
Mm-hmm.
There is no magic bullet. However, that never rules out the fact that miracles do happen. And some people who have had advanced stages have, you know, experienced remissions and recoveries, but not enough to say, aha, this is the only treatment they need. Now, we know in the case of MS, stress, you know, certain key things like too much caffeine all seem to have a negative effect. So you want to really look into what are the things that tend to kick that off and stay as far away from them as you can. Being well-informed is very important.
Yep. I do know that of the two steps, they treated or managed their MS very, very differently. One was, you know, fanatic, a runner, and really paid attention to diet, and he had far less of an impact of the disease. He's more or less my age, so mid-60s. And the others, a little younger, did not treat it in that same way, tended to go the drug route, and is having a harder time with it. He's doing a little better at the moment.
What's that tell you? How much does lifestyle? Lifestyle. Yeah. I hate to break it to you. Lifestyle contributes to the onset of disease. If your lifestyle is, you know, doing the 12-ounce curls, you know, I hate to break it to you. You're even so. Are there people out there who do that who manage to get by? Yeah, you know, there's. If you look at any large group, you know what the bell curve is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the leading edge is going to be people who could be, you know, doing the most ridiculous things and they stay okay. Then there's the tail end of people who just look at a hamburger and end up dying of heart disease. Like Andy Kaufman, for example. You know, you remember vodka from Taxi? Never smoked a cigarette in his life, and he dies of lung cancer. But, you know, the truth is that if you look at the statistics, the highest bulk of people who die of lung cancer also smoked. So there's always going to be that small percentage of people, no matter what they do, you know, the trouble's coming. But on the other end of the spectrum, there are people who seem to get away with murder, and they're doing fine. But unfortunately, the great bulk in the middle is people that every little thing they do to improve your game pushes you closer to the, you know, the good side of the equation. And your family member, the perfect example, the guy who exercises did better than the guy who didn't. Right. And lifestyle choices really matter.
Yeah. Well,
that's the big drawback. Yeah. Anytime that you talk about nutrition, you can't just talk about nutrition. What are you washing it down with? What are you know, what are you going to do after you eat?
Well, one of the things that is part of what stands Shackley apart is that we understand, Dr. Shackley understood, that, you know, our body is a complete system. And it lives in a system, so it's really a system of systems called the natural world.
Exactly. And the other drawback with a conversation about specific nutrients like this is that it always needs to be understood. What Dr. Shackley told us all the way back in 1960 was the core of any nutritional program is a high-quality multivitamin and relying on a plant-based source of protein. In other words, the less animal products you eat, the better. Why? Because they use all these chemicals to make them look a certain color, to not rot on the shelf for a longer period of time. And we don't know what those chemicals that we're constantly absorbing, the hormones they give the cows so that you get more cow for your money, you know, we don't know. Nobody's researching the side effects of all that stuff. Or if they are, they're not publishing it because the guy who gave them the money to do the study doesn't like the results. A lot of that research never sees the light of day.
You got that right.
So, you know, that's the core. And now with the 7-day cleanse that's just come out, we're talking about what saved Dr. Shackley's life. When he had a tuberculosis, his mother gave him herbs, many of which were the same herbs that he used later to create Herblax. So you've got multivitamin, you've got protein, and then you've got detoxification. Get the garbage out of your body. And that's what I now am calling the triumvirate of health. That's the base that everybody from 1-year-olds onwards should be on the triumvirate. Now, little kids, I don't think they have a lot of problems with constipation, but I know my son did, and I wished I'd had Herblax. Mm. Now, I might have only given half a tablet or one tablet instead of 3 or 4, which an adult needs, but body weight, he doesn't need all that extra.
Right.
So, but then you add on, you know, the carotenoids, you add on extra vitamin C, you add on resveratrol, you add on the all the other phytochemicals that are in Vivix, and you're just adding layer upon layer of protection against antioxidation and all these other things. And that's all, that's why your body breaks down. All these studies we talked about in neurodegenerative diseases are at worst are a combination of oxidation of tissue and the breakdown of the mitochondria, which releases like a hornet's nest of dangerous chemicals into brain tissue, and that's what causes them to break down to protect themselves by creating these amyloid plaques and what have you. I think it's a defensive mechanism against a bad diet. And unfortunately, it's not good for your brain.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna sign off. We'll let somebody else see if they have a question or two for you. But it's great to hear you, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. You know, the more you think about this stuff, the harder it is to not get angry. You know, I think of how mothers try and get their little kid to eat broccoli, and the kid looks at them like, you know. And that's where, you know.
I have a question.
Oh, good.
You was talking about all the nutrients that would benefit for your brain and your so forth. How do you fit in the mental acuity and mind work into your regimen?
Well, what's in MindWorks that makes it unique? The number one thing that jumps out at me is that it's another way to get more B vitamins into your brain.
Okay.
Now, there certainly are some other things in there that particularly, I don't have the bottle in front of me, but I wrote an extensive review of it. And there's things in there that particularly are good at making people a little sharper, a little faster in memory recall and in concentration so that you can stay really focused on your work when you're working. So MindWorks, I think, is a wonderful tool for a percentage of people who are in demanding jobs, who like school teachers. I would love to give every school teacher on the planet a lifetime supply of MindWorks because they're the people who, if they're running on half empty, they're not going to be as excited to get the kids to, hey, this is important because, and then paint a picture for them that the kid goes, oh, my God, I get it. No wonder they're shoving this stuff down my throat. So it's not just information. You got to get people excited. Here's what you can do with that. When you start making all that money, you need to figure out where it went. So you got to talk to your accountant. You need to know that stuff. That's why this is important.
And then also,
but yeah, MindWorks is an amazing product. But the big, you know, the biggest staple is that it's got a ton of B vitamins in it.
Okay.
Now,
well,
in reality, a bottle of B complex, if you get the big bottle, which is always saves you 3 or 4 cents per tablet when you buy the big bottle versus the little bottle, because you're paying for less packaging and more nutrients. Anytime you can get the big version, get the big one. It'll save you money. And B vitamin, woman's best friend.
Pardon me?
Well, I was just mumbling to myself that B vitamins are a woman's best friend.
Oh, okay.
That and GLA. Okay, so let's see how we're doing for time. Uh-oh, we're almost up to an hour. Let's say we have one last question.
Dr. Prainers, this is Ethel. A lady had just called me the other day, and she knows that her baby needs some protein, and I suggested the Vitalia with it because they, you know, they have a big family. But I also said the B-complex would be important because she's breastfeeding. Am I right?
Well, were you talking about a protein source for the mother or a protein source for the baby?
No, for the mother breastfeeding.
Yes. Well, putting her on protein and B vitamins would definitely be beneficial. What's the health status of the mom?
I'm not sure.
Well, get out your pad and pen and interview her.
I will.
Because, if her butt is dragging, if she gets tired during the day or her if she eats like beans, for example, her digestive tract goes nuts, or if she has ice cream and all of a sudden she's got the runs, she's got a digestive problem. And you got to address the digestive problem before you really tell them to take a bunch of this, that, and the other. You got to solve the digestive problem first, because they can't absorb it if they can't absorb it, right?
Right.
So you really want to interview this lady and say, I'd love to help you. Most people go, oh, my God, she's listening to me. She cares. And that's going to make her receptive to what you say. But you want to get a good history to figure out, here's A, B, C, and D, and E, and here's how we're going to solve each one of those things.
Well, right now I'm just talking to her mother because this is her fifth little one, and they're pretty close. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I will do that.
I love it. That's why I love Shackley people. I know you're going to do that.
I am.
I know you're going to do that. And that's what people need. I mean, when people empty their bucket, oh, this is that and the other, and you actually listen to them.
Right.
And then you say, I'd like to help. Would it be of interest if I put together a program to help you? And then you zip your mouth and you look at them like, I'm here. How about you? And they go, well, I got to buy shoes for the kids. And maybe you're not ready for a breakthrough. But the people who look at you and you go, oh, my God, you listen to me. Yes, please help me. Help me now. That's the people we're wanting to work with. Those are the people we're going to get the amazing results with because they're ready for a change. And I know you're the woman to do it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, kids, we've been on for a whole hour, so I got to go feed the cat. So I want to thank everybody for joining me on the call tonight. And as soon as Bob renders this into an MP3, I'll be listing it on our new Shackword website. Shackword, the classic Shackword, went down about a year ago because of a health challenge of the fellow who ran it for more than 20 years. So I've moved Shackword onto my HealthQuest newsletter website. And if anybody wants that information, email me at frankp@cairo.org, frankp@cairo.org, or just track me down on Facebook, Frank Painter. I'm easy to find. Okay, so good night, everybody, and thanks for joining us on the call. God love you all.